Hello, this is Todd Erickson. I'm a news and features writer with SearchStorage.com. Today I'm talking with Jeff Bowles, a senior analyst with the Tanasia Group, which is a storage industry research and consulting firm. We're discussing environments with an overwhelming accumulation of network-attached storage devices, which is commonly referred to as NAS sprawl. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So, Jeff, what is NAS sprawl, and why is it a problem?
It's really the issue of having more than one NAS unit, how you lose the efficiencies of management that you get in this NAS appliance as you start to add more of them. Problem is that NAS storage is very attractive as a technology in the enterprise, and NAS systems, NAS appliances, have massively simplified how we manage storage for unstructured data, and even for structured data when it's applied to databases and exchange. But as with any storage system, NAS is limited in capacity and in performance. And in the face of exploding data growth, you end up in a situation where the popularity of NAS, the ease of use of NAS, and exploding data forces you to add more NAS when you exceed the capacity of one particular device or the performance of one particular device. So you can easily end up with lots of, and that introduces a bunch of challenges. So there's lots of dependencies on NAS units themselves. You might have the unstructured data or the structured data on NAS system tied to applications that are very hard to migrate. They might be scattered across multiple NASs. Negotiating downtimes to do migrations and to service those NAS units, especially when you have a complex web of application dependencies between web servers, application servers with data scattered across a whole bunch of NASs, might be a big problem for you. And when those things get obsolete and you have to negotiate those downtime windows and do service events or big migrations, NAS can rapidly become a big challenge if you're working with tens or hundreds of units. Moreover, managing NAS as a resource systematically across all these different devices can be tremendously challenging. It's hard to get a big portal into all those pools of storage that can help you manage your utilization and figure out what you have out there as far as unstructured and structured data. And as you get more devices, there's more to do on a daily basis with patches and upgrades and so on.
What can storage managers do when their network-attached storage is out of control?
So sure, there's a couple of different things you can do to address NAS sprawl. There's, of course, lots of technologies out there that you've likely heard of before under the management category, you know, things that can do different things to help you get a better picture of your storage. And there's things like cloud services out there. But in fact, some of the very fundamentals of NAS technology are evolving, and there's lots of innovators out there working on the fundamentals to address some of these challenges with systems that scale out. And there's lots of energy behind the scale out marketplace. So there's some NAS alternatives out there where you can granularly add capacity or performance so you can tune your NAS to match your needs and even intermix multiple generations of different storage nodes so that as you run into capacity limitations or performance limitations over time, you're never faced with a migration event or buying another NAS system. You can just add more nodes to the pool of storage you have out there. That's the idea behind lots of different solutions in the marketplace today. The Isilon gear, HP bought Ibrix not too long ago. PolySurf could give you some of those capabilities that HP also owns. There's folks out there like Exynet that look like they're being acquired by Dell. And IBM has recently introduced scale-out NAS services as well.
You mentioned management options. What network-attached storage tools are out there?
There's some things you can overlay on top of your NAS environment, like file virtualization, for instance, where you can migrate files seamlessly and they look like they're still in the same location. And those can give you a unified view of your environment. So you can see capacity across your environment. You can migrate files if you run into capacity limitations on a particular box. And you can see your overall data distribution, file types, all aspects of your environment because it kind of unifies all these sprawling NAS devices. But you can also get that through some information classification management type tools. In fact, folks like Tech Tools and various others make some storage resource management tools that do a lot of this as well. And I expect to find more of that functionality coming out in the U.S. market in the next year. Many of the first generation vendors have gone away, but you can find some of the SRM tools that do some aspects of deep classification and tell you what's out on your network. And for that, look to vendors like Tech Tools or even partnerships that are being advertised by the primary storage vendor that you buy your NAS from, because they have some of these capabilities as well. But you're basically talking about a management layer that can help you see across all of the different repositories in your entire NAS network and understand the data types that are out there. They don't necessarily resolve the sprawl problem, but they can coordinate some of those various different NAS units to make them work a little bit better together and give you a holistic picture that can ease some of your management pain.
You also mentioned cloud services as an option to address NAS sprawl. How would that work?
Frankly, a lot of the data that we end up storing our NAS infrastructures, regardless of how well we think we police our storage and make use of our storage, we end up with a lot of data that's relatively stagnant and unchanging, or largely read-only data. Many of these things can be stored on a deep cloud archive platform, something like a Nervonic storage platform or an Iron Mountain VFS file archiving platform, so that you can get some of this less used data out of your enterprise and on to less expensive storage. Meanwhile, these cloud services can cache and maintain localized access for a lot of this data to make it more performant. And in turn, you can reduce the amount of primary NAS storage that you're using, which is generally very expensive storage, very hard to manage stuff when it starts sprawling, and reap the